Also, it'd be fantastic to see that you're into a final, a Tier 1 final, but looking back on the season, it's a case of maybe what might have been a nice little prize in getting the grand final and maybe winning that title, but you know, Walker Rams are a top tier team, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that was our aim from the start of the season, and we just didn't execute against Morey, Gunnedah out here in the first round, and that probably cost us, and so we've gone out and rebuilt. We're pretty proud little clubs, so the boys are stuck with it, and you know, our aim of the season now to win this Tier 2 comp, and I think we've gone the right way about it today.
Yeah. Have you seen the Tier 2 overall for the second year involved, and with all this talk about New England and like, but it's really settled Walker down to the ground?
It hasn't. You know, we like, it's been great just to play footy, and that's what we're here for, but at the end of the day, no matter what you do in life, you want to test yourself against the best, and we didn't get the opportunity to do that this year, and that was our own doing at the beginning of the season, but you know, we'll keep building and try and execute what we tried to achieve this season.
Yeah. What about having another grade there at Walker? Is it something that's going to be really, really difficult while the Roos are about, or are there extra players coming in, or do you think there's going to be the industry that'll come into Walker to make the Rams, you know, have a bit of depth in the future?
Well, look, we're trying really hard as a club. You know, the cattle market and livestock market, and we start get a few good seasons together, and then jobs will start to come back. So something the club's working hard to do. We'll probably have to look overseas again in a year or two, and just look for opportunities there to rebuild the club. And you know, the club's the oldest club in this comp, and we're not going anywhere, and we'll keep building into the future.
Well, it should be a fantastic day on grand final day, but probably the back line there with, of course, accordingly, Simon Newton sort of guiding things around with Sonny as well, and of course a couple of real lateral thinkers there, and yourself and Rossi Fletcher as well.
Yeah, I don't know how lateral we are, we're pretty straight up and down, but no, it's a good mix, and you know, the boys are strung together well, and you know, today was good, we executed what we came in and our game plan, and it showed against the top tier line side.
Yeah. And finally, of course, after playing for the Seattle Sentinel for Kookaburras earlier this year, the taste is there, and it's sort of improved your game, and really looking forward to the country champs in Armidale next year as well.
Yeah, no, that's something we're going to build to. They had a good squad last year, and hopefully we'll build on the squad same again this year.
And it's great that the club has been looked after by the likes of Carlton Heath, Betts and Martin's Line as well, and Brian Smith Transport, Richardson's, and the Walker Bowling Club.